baby, I wouldn't mind knowing just how long gone are you gonna be? How am I supposed to make any plans when I still don't even understand it?
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH.
Justin Allgaier.
Justin Allgaier will punch his ticket to the championship four and run for the title.
And this is the NASCAR Xfinity Series, live on Motor Racing Network.
The Pacific Office Automation 147 brings the NASCAR Xfinity Series to Portland, Oregon today for its second road course challenge of the season. This 12-turn, 1.98-mile layout is a handful. The track is narrow and slick, and it wears tires, and it tests even the best at road course racing. Road racing ace A.J. Allmendinger crashed in qualifying and will have to come from the back to become a two-time Portland winner.
Kind of like your short track of road courses, I guess. You know, it's... For the most part, pretty narrow all the way around the racetrack. Kind of any small mistake is, as I found out, you are at least off the racetrack if not hitting something. So it's really tight. There's S corners that are hard on the brakes, and then you got some sweeping corners in the infield. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's very narrow. It's tough to pass. So, you know, it's a challenge for sure.
Live from Portland International Raceway, the Pacific Office Automation 147. Next.
NASCAR Live Race Day is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
Under cloudy skies and 68 degrees, we welcome you to the Pacific Northwest, the NASCAR Xfinity Series, getting ready for its second road course challenge of the year. Motor Racing Network live and on the air with flag-to-flag coverage of the Pacific Office Automation 147. Mike Bagley here alongside Dan Hubbard. And Portland International Raceway, as we mentioned there, is a very challenging road course. It's one of six on the schedule. And Dan, while every road course has its unique personality and challenge, this one is a bit different from all of the others.
It is. Now, in its layout, it is relatively simple, and it would be a very easy track to drive if you were out there by yourself, but you're not. The problem is you've got 37 other drivers very willing to punch you out of the way on a very narrow layout. This is a very flat track with a long back stretch and a long front stretch, each with massive braking zones, and then you've got these twisty bits at either end of the course, slow to mid-speed turns. And what we're going to see today, this afternoon, we're going to see a lot of the bump and run, hip checks, love taps, spins. This is Portland. Because it's a simple layout, it forces close quarter racing in the corners. These drivers had better bring their elbow pads today because they're going to need them.
Well, they've needed them already today. We've had some of the best get twisted up in qualifying, most notably A.J. Allmendinger. He was one of the pre-race favorites to win and still is. He's going to have to do some heavy lifting to make his way back towards the front. At the end of this race today, we'll be halfway through the regular season for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. And speaking of heavy lifting, Dan, we have a list of haves and have-nots as we reach this halfway milestone of the season.
Five Xfinity regulars have been victorious so far this year. Chandler Smith, Austin Hill, Jesse Love, Justin Allgaier, and Sam Mayer. But you also have some guys who I'm sure thought they would have by now hoisted a trophy over their head in victory lane. We're talking about the reigning champ, Cole Custer, and his teammate, Riley Herbst. They're still looking for their first victory of the year. So was A.J. Allmendinger, you just mentioned, at Colic Racing. So was his teammate, Shane Van Gisbergen. Throw in Sammy Smith and Brandon Jones. These guys are top-flight drivers with top-flight teams. And I get it. After today, they're still the second half of the regular season. To get a win, no need to hit the panic button yet. But I do think that Portland represents an excellent opportunity to snag a trophy. Just have a clean day, be mistake-free, and let's see what happens.
It's a day of opportunity for the good and the bad. It's going to be a handful, and we're so glad you're joining us here on this Saturday afternoon from the Pacific Northwest.
Hey, race fans, Court of the Joy here. Join Ryan Flores and myself for Stacking Pennies every week. I'll break down my race and everything that happened on the track right out of my windshield.
Plus, we give out the dogs of the week for the best pit crews and pit crew guys and go in depth for all the money stops, pit road woes, and penalties.
You know what? You never know what guests are going to stop by the Nonsense Garage, but you can listen to Stacking Pennies every week on your favorite podcast platform, SiriusXM Channel 90 on Tuesdays, and the full YouTube version drops on NASCAR Channel on Wednesdays.
Looking for motorsports coverage you can't find anywhere else? Look no further than the Motor Racing Network's lineup of weekly podcasts. NASCAR news and interviews on NASCAR Live and NASCAR Live Wide Open. NASCAR Cup Series Insight on Crew Call. NASCAR grassroots racing news and talk on NASCAR Coast to Coast. And Sprint Car Talk on Wing Nation. All these and more available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Qualifying was held earlier today. Sam Mayer will lead the field to the green flag. Second pole in his NASCAR Xfinity Series career. Of course, last year, three of his four wins came on road courses. He's on the short list to win today. He's with our Jason Toy of Barboursville, West Virginia.
And Bagman, add to it, the new track record, 73 seconds, about 96.6 miles per hour here around things at Portland International Raceway. So, all right, let's talk about this racetrack. You've taken to it very well. How hard is it to maintain that track position up front?
We're gonna find out. I'm definitely in a different spot than I was last year, coming from the back last year and getting up to third. So it's pretty hard to pass here. So track position is definitely very important, and I have that already this year. So hopefully we can go out and lead a bunch of laps. But we're just gonna kind of let what the racetrack gives me. I know the car's as fast as Xfinity Internet. It's just a matter of kind of keeping it clean and staying up front on the blacktop. So we're gonna have to wait and see what the race kind of unfolds to. But hopefully we're out front and don't have to worry about a thing.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Sam Mayer, your pole sitter here today at Portland.
Sam Mayer, pretty good road racer. He has wins already at Road America, Watkins Glen, and the Roval at Charlotte. From Portland International Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. Tractor Central's Model Year 2023 Green Tag Closeout offers big savings on new John Deere riding lawn tractors and zero-turn mowers. While supplies last, you'll save $300 on remaining X300 series lawn tractors, $500 to $700 on garden tractors, up to $1,000 on John Deere zero-turn mowers. Get started today at TractorCentral.com. Offer ends June 3rd, 2024.
It's a John Deere day.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Back at Portland International Raceway, as we get set for the start of the Pacific Office Automated 147. Pre-race activities are underway, and Mike, it has been a pretty busy week news-wise in the world of NASCAR.
Well, in general, let's start with the biggest news story of the week. It was announced on Tuesday that Stewart Haas Racing would cease operations at the end of 2024. They will go all the way to the end of the season, and then they will cease to exist after that. Now, a lot of the topic of conversation has been with the effect of the NASCAR Cup Series operation, those four cars there and those drivers. But there is a ripple effect over to this side of the NASCAR garage. Obviously, Riley Herbst, Cole Custer driving for Stewart Haas Racing, they will be interjected into the free agent market. Six drivers will be looking for work. So that was the biggest news story of the week. One thing that we've been following all week long is the ripple effect of what happened last week on the racetrack, where one driver in particular fined. That was Austin Hill. 25-point penalty, $25,000 penalty after his dust-up with Cole Custer at Charlotte last week. Dust-up that started off of turn four. It came to a head in turns one and two, and then Hill just basically shoving him down the back straightaway and spinning him into the inside wall. NASCAR didn't like that. That Hill Custer dust-up, one of many we'll be monitoring today, because there is a level of angst in this garage area this morning. A
couple of other drivers that they will be monitoring throughout the afternoon: Sammy Smith and again Austin Hill. Again, this was at Charlotte. These two raced each other pretty hard mid-race. Didn't wreck each other, but the racing had become so intense that it had Hill gesturing to Sammy Smith in a very harsh manner. We'll see if that sentiment continues in today's events. And let's talk about Riley Herbst versus AJ Allmendinger. Herbst was spun in stage one after slight contact contact with AJ in stage one again last week at Charlotte. It ended Herbst's day early, and in the heat of the moment, Riley Herbst vowed retaliation. So you're right. NASCAR has got a lot to watch this afternoon here at Portland.
Don't know if we need race officials or referees here this afternoon for this race, but we do expect a very intense race with all things considered. Not saying that our main focus will be on these drivers and their scores to settle, but you take drivers that are at odds with one another and put them on a very testy road course, we have ourselves a handful here this afternoon in Portland.
Meet Calvin.
Hi.
Calvin won $50 off his roommate. That's because Calvin has the iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio.
Which he used to make a pasta song playlist.
I'm a genioki.
Calvin blasted this on repeat after betting his roommate couldn't complete a four-day juice cleanse.
Oh, I can.
The song Proper Pappardelle pushed him over the edge.
Mm. I love carbs.
Good thing Calvin is one of millions with the iHeartRadio app. Download it today and get paid to ruin your roommate's stupid cleanse. Like Calvin.
Hi, I'm Kyle Penn. You may know that Victory Junction provides fun, adaptive, and life-changing experiences for kids with all levels of abilities, serious illnesses, and chronic medical conditions. But did you know that camp is free for the children and families we serve? Your support helps every camper build a foundation to live their best life. Make your gift today at victoryjunction.org/donate and feel your heart race.
Today's race is 75 laps, 147.75 miles. Stage breaks will come at laps 25 and 50. From Portland International Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Back at Portland International Raceway, getting set to go here this afternoon in the Pacific Office Automation 147. We just talked a moment ago about how Austin Hill had to pay a $25,000 fine, also a 25-point penalty with his dust-up last week with Cole Custer. Today, he will roll off in the 18th position, and he's with Chris Wilner of Carmel, Indiana.
And Austin Hill here taking pictures on the grid before we get going. Austin, how do you approach today after the 25-point docking that takes you out of the regular season championship points lead? Still a lot of racing to go, but how do you approach today differently than maybe if you came in with that points lead?
I mean, that's a good question. I don't really view it any differently. I mean, the 25 points are, it is what it is. I mean, we're not that far out of it. All it takes is one good race today and for some of our other competitors to not have quite as good of races, then we can get back to the points lead pretty easily. So not too focused about it, not too worried about it. We got a lot of work to do today with our Bennett Chevrolet. Didn't qualify quite as good as we thought we were going to, but I thought I had a pretty good race car and race trim. So feel good about that. Just got to stay out of all the mess, the melee, all the stuff that happens here on these road courses, and try to be there at the end when it matters most.
With the way these stages are, you're going to have to do a lot of work in terms of on the racetrack getting positions. So how do you maneuver and stay aggressive, but also at the same time make sure you have enough tire left at the end of the run?
Yeah, it would have been nice to qualify a little better because, like you said, I mean, you got to make all your passes on green flag conditions. My 21 pit crew that I normally have on any given week, they're really, really good at what they do. They get me spots on pit roads, so not having that leverage or, you know, that little kind of thing in our back pocket is going to make it a little tougher to get up through the field, but I think we can do it. I think that we have a fast enough race car. I think our RCR ECR engine is going to be just as fast as Xfinity Internet today. We just got to do all the right things right, minimize mistakes all day, stay on the racetrack, and be there when it matters.
All right, have a good one today. That's Austin Hill, going to start 18th. He's got a pair of top fives here at Portland, so can certainly get the job done, but he's going to have his work cut out for him this afternoon.
Well, former Portland winner A.J. Allmendinger has 11 career wins at road courses in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Today, he's going to have to draw upon all that experience and then some because he's starting from the rear of the field. A.J. Allmendinger standing by with Jason Toy.
AJ sits down here talking things over with Chandler Smith as we get ready to roll. When you guys walked in the track today, you jumped in the car. This car had circle. had another sponsor on here. Now you got Celsius. Had an incident in practice. What happened?
Yeah, I mean, it's wasn't really sure when it did happen. Just went in the last corner there and it spun backwards, and you know where the timing line is. Everybody's kind of pushing it, but I wasn't even trying to push it right to the line. Sounds like maybe the 26. In front of us, it broke a rear-end gear or something, was leaking a little bit of oil, and, unfortunately, spun it backwards. And the worst part of it was the Circle Chevy was pretty good, and I hit the fence a little hard, but I think we could have fixed it. But then I tried to drive back on the racetrack, and the curving so high over there, and didn't realize that it ripped the nose off of it as well. So the real damage was going about two miles per hour. So a lot of work for all the men and women here at Collard Racing, so we'll try to get this Celsius Chevy up front.
All right, what about the work for you today? You got to go from the back to the front. 75 laps at this track. It seems like it goes pretty quick. What do you got to do to get there?
Yeah, I mean, just got to be patient. You know, this should be a good race car. It's our Sonoma car that what we were bringing for next week. So, you know, you always got to try to get the heights and the setup right, you know, once you do a backup car. So we'll kind of take the first few laps and kind of see what we got. But, you know, we can be patient. Hell, I crashed 4 times here 2 years ago and still won the race. So if I can take the green without having gone off the racetrack, I'm at least ahead of 2022.
There you go. All right, good luck.
Thank you.
A.J. Allmendinger. He'll drop back to the rear of the field, but it'll be fun to watch him come towards the front.
Well, let's advance to the front of the field inside of the top 10. Talk to the driver who'll be starting in the 7th position today. Parker Kligerman is looking for his first win in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. He's coming off a very disappointing weekend last weekend at Charlotte. Crashed out, finished in 37th. He was 5th at COTA on the road course there in Texas earlier this year. And it looks like Parker's in position to have a great run today. Let's get his thoughts. Back to Chris Wilner.
Yeah, and he rolls off 7 straight top 10s on road courses, Parker, so I would say you're pretty good at this thing. But I know you were in contention this race last year. How's the confidence this year with this big machine group?
Oh, it's even higher than last year, just off of, you know, all the stuff we've done between then and now, and all the things we've done to improve at road courses, with the cars, myself learning the cars better, and, you know, just overall our performance in every category and fast has improved. So today's an opportunity. You know, we showed up, we were fast in practice, had good qualifying effort, and I think, you know, today it's about getting up there in the top 3, score a bunch of stage points in both stages, put ourselves in contention to go out there and be in the right position to win it. But I think I learned a lot of things on how to get it done, how to get the win last year, and I'm ready to go do it.
I was going to say, and it came down to a lot of late race restarts where it was just absolute mayhem down into turn 1 and beyond. So what did you learn from that to make sure that that doesn't happen again and you come out on the good side?
Yeah, I think we've worked on things in our cars that would make that a little easier. I've maybe got a little better points than last time. I was a little ambitious and optimistic. I still think with our cars now we would have made it. But that's neither here nor there. We just, you know, hopefully are in a position where we're actually just controlling the race and being able to command the front. And I think we have the opportunity to do that today with the car we've got here, our Spike Lake Coors Chevy. And hopefully it's as fast as Xfinity Internet and we find ourselves finally in victory lane. But we got 75 laps to go focus and, you know, put ourselves in position to do that.
All right. Have a good one, Parker. That's Parker Kligerman again. Going to roll off from the 7th starting spot. Was in contention a year ago, looking to try to get career win number 1.
Parker Kligerman has top 10 finishes in his last 7 road course events. More driver interviews when we come back.
Napa! Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide. Napa!
Are you ready for sights, sounds, and speed that'll shake you to your core? To see NASCAR stars like Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace, Denny Hamlin, and Ross Chastain attack the asphalt? Are you ready to make memories that'll last a lifetime?
Yeah?
You're ready. Then we got one more question. What are you waiting for? To experience the thrill of a NASCAR race in person, visit NASCAR.com/tickets.
Does it pay to start near the front at a road course? Well, the last 13 races on road courses in the Xfinity Series were won from a top five starting position. That's the longest streak in road course racing in history of the NASCAR Xfinity Series. And it's a streak I'm sure our top five qualifiers for today would like to continue. From Portland International Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Welcome back to the road course of Portland International Raceway. And when you talk about road courses, you've got to talk about Shane Van Gisbergen. He has qualified on the front row here today. Not bad for a guy who has never seen the place before. Question is, can he take it to victory lane like he did in the Cup race last year in the Chicago Street Race? Shane Van Gisbergen is with our Chris Wilner.
And he's sitting here beside his race car on the grid. Shane qualified second, tying his career best start here in the Xfinity Series. All right, new facility for you. Seems to be going so far so well. What was the difference in qualifying? Can you make it up here in the race and get by this one car up ahead of you?
Yeah, they're all new facilities this year. It's okay. Yeah, we're okay. We're probably lacking in a few areas, so hopefully we can make it better, but probably it's just myself trying to drive better and understand the car, but yeah, good as we go.
How do you manage these runs? These are a little bit longer for road course stages, right? 25 laps, so where's the aggression? How much do you need to save when it comes to managing the runs, especially on these tires?
I have no idea, man. I don't know. It's 25 laps. It's not that long, really. It's a short lap, but yeah, it's the same for everyone. We're all going to be pretty similar tire strategies, I think. So, yeah, I don't know. See how it plays out.
You having fun?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. Like, the way these cars race and how you can follow, the cars move around and, you know, lifting the inside front and all that, it's pretty cool.
When you think about Coda, you know, on the paper it says 27th. We know you crossed the line in second, so how much would it be for a redemption run today if you can go P1 here?
I don't think about redemption, all that shit, but, yeah, I just hope we run up front. We were the show, I guess, at Coda, but hopefully we're the show this time again without drama. Would be nice.
All right, that's Shane Van Gisbergen. Best of luck to him today. Again, going to roll off from the second position.
And we apologize for Shane's language. Let's get the thoughts of a driver that's making his first start for Joe Gibbs Racing today. Rolling off in eighth, it'll be Josh Balicki. This is a young man that is so pumped today. He's getting an opportunity to drive for one of the premier teams in this series, and it'll be the first of several starts for Josh in this car. The 29-year-old from Menomonee Falls, Wisconsin, will roll off today in the eighth position. Let's get his thoughts with Jason Toy.
And Josh getting ready to jump behind the wheel of this Toyota Supra here as he gets ready to roll. And you go back to last year to your home state in Wisconsin. You got your career best top 10 on the road course there. Now you get an opportunity with Joe Gibbs Racing to jump behind the wheel of this Toyota. How hyped are you for this run?
I am so hyped. I mean, I feel better today than I've ever felt in my life. I was just telling these guys, though, I said, it's a shame we're not going to Road America because we would win. There's no doubt in my mind. But I feel like we can win today, too, honestly. I think we were fifth in practice. I made a small mistake in qualifying. I think we should have been fourth or fifth in qualifying. But eighth still isn't bad. Best career starting spots. First time ever in the second round. So this D-Tech Marine Products Trimtech Drywall Solutions Toyota Supra looks pretty good. It looks fast.
you know, normally when you're running, you're arriving with DGM and Mario Gosselin and that entire crew, hardworking crew to get you there week in and week out, and you come over to JGR. I'm sure you did a lot of other things during the week leading up to this. What's the difference been like in preparation?
My preparation for this race trumps everything else I've done. I mean, I spent five or six times the amount prepping for this race. Yeah, I love driving for Mario and DGM, and I'll be back in the 92 next weekend. And they're a hard-working group, but just the tools that we have here at JGR, we have a little bit more tools, and I actually got sim time for the first time in my career, so that was pretty cool, and that helped me preparing for this race weekend because I'd never been to this track. So I needed to make sure that I was comfortable in the, you know, on the track when I fired off, and I wanted to make sure I wasn't the weak link.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, a lot of firsts for him here today. He's getting ready to start for Joe Gibbs Racing and looking for not only a first career top five, but perhaps a victory. That's Josh Palicki.
Our reigning champion, Cole Custer, is the only driver to lead more than 50 laps in 2024 and yet still not have a win. He got his first win of 2023 right here at Portland. Can he do it here again? Let's find out. Cole Custer's with our Chris Wilner.
He's going to start in the fourth position, our defending race winner, Cole. How do we replicate a year ago? Because this was that springboard that led you to the championship back in 2023. So obviously similar position, looking for the first win. Could it come today and replicate what you did?
I think so for sure. We have a fast car. JT and the guys did a great job bringing a fast Autodesk Ford Mustang here. But at the end of the day, these road courses, you just got to, if you're there at the end, you'll have a good shot at it. So I know we have a car fast enough to compete. We just have to make sure we hit hit everything good today and just have a clean day. Pit road's not going to be easy for anybody today. And I think just trying to stay on course and, you know, not have anything bad happen on the restarts.
This racetrack, obviously flat, it's super technical. The sun's coming out now, so it's going to heat it up. How is that going to change the balance of the race car? Because you guys qualified under cloudy conditions a little bit faster, I would feel like.
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely going to have less grip. I mean, it was pretty cold in the morning, and it was cloudy, so I'm going to have a good amount less grip, and just overall probably be a little looser if I had to guess, but just less grip, you're going to be slipping and sliding around.
All right, that's Cole Custer getting ready to go here in the Xfinity Series. Your defending winner going to roll off from fourth.
And his teammate will start alongside him. Riley Herbst will start in third, trying to put the disappointments of a week ago behind him. Let's get his thoughts with Jason Toy.
Yeah, Riley getting ready to jump behind the wheel of the Stewart Haas Racing Monster Energy Ford Mustang, and all right, I know race drivers don't like to go back and look at the past, but let's go back to last week. A lot of emotions back at Charlotte. How do you guys temper those coming to a track like this here at Portland?
It's going to be hard, but I think we'll have a really fast car if we don't get wrecked like we did last week. But I'm looking forward to it. I think we have pretty good pace. Hopefully it lasts throughout the whole run. 25 laps is a decent run on tires, so hopefully we can maintain that pace and keep it up front, keep it in the points, and get a good finish unlike last week.
All right, another thing from last week, news coming out about Stewart Haas Racing shutting doors at the end of the season. I know you guys run for pride, and you're going to run for victories here. Anything change in preparation for you guys coming in?
I don't know, just maybe a change of emotions for sure, but we're proud to come to the racetrack each week and represent Monster Energy and all the men and women that choose to stick behind us and choose to stay at Stewart Haas Racing to the end of the year. We appreciate that, and we're going to continue to fight.
All right, so far so good for Riley Herbst. He's going to get ready to roll off from the third spot here this afternoon, looking to have a better finish. Not great finishes here in Portland in the past.
Yes, his best finish here is 32nd. More pre-race activities in just a moment.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore are thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with Geico, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Oh, whyest must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
Geico, great service without all the drama.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast. The 1993 season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
From Portland International Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country. Feed and Seed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Welcome back to Portland International Raceway and round 13 of the 2024 season for the NASCAR Xfinity Series, the Pacific Office Automated 147. Mike, great day to have a race, just slightly cloudy. Perfect day, actually, no rain in the forecast.
Clouds have just broken. Sun is beginning to shine upon Portland International Raceway. Let's go trackside for pre-race ceremonies.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask that you please rise as you are able and remove your hats for the presentation of colors by service members of the United States Army. Please welcome Donnie Floyd from Motorsports Outreach to provide today's invocation.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father God, we thank you for a beautiful and wonderful day here in the state of Oregon. God, we thank you for all that you do for us. And we pray over this event today, Lord, that you would protect these drivers, all of the employees that work on the race teams, and all of the fans. For God, we are here in the spirit of competition. And so, God, we know that we live a life where we don't always meet your standard. I pray, God, Lord, that you would forgive us of that. But today, Lord, that we would come together in unity as we watch something we love so much, the sport of NASCAR. So, God, we pray your favor over today's event. We pray for your mercy and grace over all that we do in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus. Amen.
And now, here to perform the national anthem for today's race, please welcome country recording artist Jesse Lee.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
The starting lineup and the command to fire engines on the way here in Portland.
NASCAR Live Race Day has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
The Bike Riders is the motion picture event roaring into theaters June 21st.
I built this club out of nothing.
Inspired by true events, USA Today hails the Bike Riders as a must-see summer movie. Starring Jodie Comer.
The club is changing.
Austin Butler.
Is that who we are now?
And Tom Hardy.
This is our family.
Outsiders become legends. The Bike Riders, rated R, under 17 on the middle without parent. Written and directed by Jeff Nichols. Only in theaters June 21st.
I'm Steve Letar. Each week, join Todd Gordon and myself for NASCAR Inside the Race, presented by Consumer Cellular. We'll look at all the key moments that propel a team to victory,
including a breakdown on exactly how the race was won. Plus, we'll dive into the data and go in depth on penalties, race strategy, point standings, and rule changes.
And we have all kinds of fun tools to show off, like ghost cars, telestration, and line graphs to provide all the minute details. Catch NASCAR Inside the Race each Tuesday on NASCAR's YouTube channel.
From Portland International Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamsuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Live on the Motor Racing Network, it's the NASCAR Xfinity Series.
It's going to be big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll and pass the race car today, pal. Pro boys, let's execute. Have a good day.
Today, the Pacific Office Automation 147 from Portland International Raceway. Brought to you by GEICO. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to GEICO. By the Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols, starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Experience the Bike Riders on the big screen this summer, only in theaters June 21st. By Napa, brake quieter with Napa Silent Guard. By Toyota, for the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. And by Sunoco, from NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance.
Back at Portland International Raceway, getting ready for the start of the Pacific Office Automation 147 for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. It's a busy weekend of racing here on the Motor Racing Network. The NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series racing at Worldwide Technology Raceway has been weather delayed. They have just gone under the green flag. We are about to throw the green here in Portland, and then tomorrow it'll be the NASCAR Cup Series and the Enjoy Illinois 300 Motor Racing Network and NASCAR Live Race Day on the air at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. But Dan, our attention is focused on the 75 laps in front of us today. It'll be the second road course race of the year. The first one back on March 23rd. Won by Kyle Larson. So a series regular will be going to Victory Lane here this afternoon.
That's right. No ringers, if you will, from the Cup Series in today's field. They are all over there and Worldwide Technology Raceway just outside of St. Louis. This is a very interesting layout. Again, 12 turns, a simple track if you just look at it at a map, but it does have its challenges. Very, very narrow racing surface. What's interesting about the two winners here so far, we've raced here twice before the Xfinity Series has, A.J. Allmendinger only led 5 laps winning this first race. Cole Custer only led 6 laps winning the second race. If you want to look at guys who spent the most time up at front, look to Sheldon Creed, 96 laps in the top 5. Justin Allgaier, 92 laps total in the top 5. Austin Hill, 65 laps in the top 5. So being up at the front a lot doesn't necessarily pay off in the win. That's how unpredictable Portland is.
This racetrack and this road course brings out a lot of emotion and a lot of different emotions for a lot of drivers. This road course has its points of pleasure, but it also has its points of pain. We'll see what emotion prevails today once we go under the green flag in the Pacific Office Automation 147.
Race fans, it's time for the most famous words in motorsports. Here to give the command, please welcome from Pacific Office Automation, Andrew Weatherly.
Drivers, start your engines!
Field of 38, horse to life on the pit lane. We are set to go for racing in the Pacific Office Automation 147.
Larson brings his Chevy and four tires to Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Stop here for Ryan Blaney, four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Hi, I'm Kyle Penn. You may know that Victory Junction provides fun, adaptive, and life-changing experiences for kids with all levels of abilities, serious illnesses, and chronic medical conditions. But did you know that camp is free for the children and families we serve? Your support helps every camper build a foundation to live their best life. Make your gift today at victoryjunction.org/donate and feel your heart race.
Engines have fired down on the pit lane. We're set to go. The starting lineup coming up next from Portland International Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
I'm Kim Coon.
And I'm Ryan Flores.
Join us every week for Around the Track. We'll get you ready for the upcoming racing action, whether you'll be attending in person or watching at home.
We showcase young and upcoming drivers and tell you what to watch for in all the NASCAR Regional Series. Plus, our attraction segment gives you all the fan activities, concerts, and tailgating fun at each event.
The betting segment will help you win some easy money, and we've got driver suggestions to pump up your fantasy roster. Check out Around the Track each Wednesday on NASCAR's YouTube channel.
Inspiring story.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. comes back to the Daytona International Speedway. He will win the Pepsi 400.
I'm just the pilot, man. You know, I just want everybody to be happy. I want to do good, and hopefully all of my dad's fans enjoyed this. This is for all them.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcast Junior's Journey. Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 50 years of MRN. The 1993 season. The Road to Royalty. And more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
Now, here's the starting lineup.
Field of 38 cars leaving the pit lane right now, ready to begin their pace and parade lap. Starting back in 38th today, it'll be Haley Deegan. Kyle Sieg will roll off in the 37th spot with Patrick Gallagher in 36th. Nathan Byrd, making his series debut, will start 35th with Garrett Smithley in 34th. Logan Bearden will be in the field today. He'll start 33rd. Leland Honeyman starts 32nd. And your 31st starter is Blaine Perkins.
Andre Castro will start 30th. Rolling off 29th, you'll find Matt DiBenedetto. Brennan Poole will start from the 28th position. 27th, you'll find Jeremy Clements. Austin Green will start from the 26th position. Qualifying 25th, it's Ryan Ellis. Ryan Sieg will start from 24th. Qualifying 23rd, Kyle Weatherman. Josh Williams will roll off from the 22nd position. And 21st is Preston Partis.
Starting in 20th, it'll be Brandon Jones. Anthony Alfredo will start in 19th with Austin Hill in 18th. Your 17th starter, Ed Jones with Jeb Burton in 16th. Parker Retzloff will roll off in the 15th position with Sage Karam in 14th. Ryan Truex will start 13th, and Jesse Love and Chandler Smith will start 12th and 11th, respectively.
A.J. Allmendinger will roll off 10th. 9th, it'll be Sammy Smith. Josh Balicki will start from the 8th position. Qualifying 7th, you'll find Parker Kligerman. Sheldon Creed will start from the 6th position. 5th is Justin Allgaier. Cole Custer will start 4th. Riley Herbst will roll off from the 3rd spot. On the outside of the front row, it'll be Shane Van Gisbergen. And on the pole, Sam Mayer with a time of 73.375 seconds, 96.654 miles per hour.
11 drivers will go to the back of the pack for unapproved adjustments, except A.J. Allmendinger, who will go with a backup car. Everybody else, including Chandler Smith, Jesse Love, Sage Karam, Ed Jones, Brandon Jones, Kyle Weatherman, Austin Green, Logan Bearden, Patrick Gallagher, and Kaylee Deegan, will fall to the tail end of the field. The field is on the racetrack right now for their pace and parade laps. Let's take a swing around the racetrack and present our turn announcers to you, brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols, starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer, only in theaters June 21st. When the field crosses the start-finish line, they'll race down into turn number one. Turns 1, 2, and 3, a very unique and complex set of corners. Turn 1, a 90-degree right-hander, which immediately feeds you into a sharp left-hander that turns you two-thirds the other way, into turn 3, which is a broad right-hander that dumps you onto a short chute, heading into turn number 4 and into the view of Kyle Rickey of Killingly, Connecticut.
All right, thank you very much, Mikey, and good afternoon, everybody. From perhaps the most technical section of this course, now out of the opening chicane, they'll race onto that short straightaway and into turns 4 and 5, both right-hand corners connected by the shortest of straightaways. They almost act as one long sweeping right-hand corner before the tight left-hander, that is turn 11, right at my feet here at this end of the racetrack, immediately followed by another short straightaway and another right-hand corner of turn number 7. It's been documented that this is a very narrow surface, so the slightest mistake could see these cars spinning off in the grass to either side and ultimately into the outside tire wall. Patience and finesse will be key. Now off of turn number 7, it's on to a long straightaway on the backside of this track, and that's where they'll race into the view of Marlboro, New Jersey's Tim Catalfamo.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Once they come down this very long straightaway, they will be wide open. This is the fastest part of the racetrack, and this long straightaway that connects turns 8 and 9 bends to the right ever so slightly. So the drivers are going to be turning the wheel just a little bit to the right as they run wide open down here to turn number 9. The draft will play a little bit of a role because of how long you're in the throttle going down this narrow straight. There is a grassy runoff area to drivers' left. There's the concrete barriers to their right. This is a perfect opportunity to set up a pass as you work your way down this very long straightaway headed to turn number 9. Once they get to turn number 9, they will cross into the view of Ashland, Massachusetts, Eric Morris.
Thank you, Tim, and hello, everybody. As they get to the end of this long straightaway, they'll start to grab the brake and drag that brake through the left-hand bend that is turn number 10 and continue to do so into the right-hand bend, turn number 11, before they hit a harder braking zone for the right-hand turn number 12, which is a very critical corner because it sets you up for the long front straightaway in that prime passing position in turn number 1. And as they motor down the front stretch, they will pass the MRN broadcast booth anchored by Mike Bagley and Dan Hubbard.
Thank you, Eric. Let's go down quickly to pit road and find out some of the strategies that may play out throughout the afternoon. Bit of a different pit procedure here this afternoon. First to Jason Toy.
Yeah, we'll talk about the pit strategy on and off throughout the afternoon here today. In essence, what it is, they're modified pit stops in the aspect that they're 63 seconds from entry point to exit point that these drivers can be on pit road. If they come down to make a stop, and it's not because of a flat, they have to stay on pit road for at least 63 seconds. So we'll document this throughout the afternoon. We're going to talk about the crews and the makeshift crews that they'll have to work with throughout the afternoon. Now, one driver just now pulling away, as you heard in the background, that was A.J. Allmendinger. As Mike talked about earlier, this is a backup car. So a lot of times when things happen, you get a few gremlins popping up, one of which was in the harness in there for the driver communication back to the crew. They had to change that out for him to send him out on the racetrack. Chris Wilner?
Well, Jason, here at Portland, there's several of those road course ringers in today's field, including two former Indianapolis 500 starters. One of those is Sage Karam. He's added races to his menu of events this year and returns to Sam Hunt Racing, the team where he captured his first top five on a road course a year ago at Road America. Now today he'll drop to the rear of the field, but he's racing with a little bit of extra motivation. That's because his wife Abigail just gave birth 3 days ago to their firstborn son, Jefferson Ford, and they're at home. Karam said it was hard to leave to get here to the racetrack, but says today could be his best opportunity at another top five, maybe even a top three finish coming from the back of the field. Said he messed up in qualifying, but if he doesn't make any mistakes today and they're flawless on pit road, expect Sam Hunt Racing could have another career day this afternoon.
Field has just gotten the one to go signal. They're coming down pit road, receiving that right now. They're checking their tachometers for pit road speed and the like. Back out onto the racetrack the next time they come by. We'll be going under the the green flag. Now, it is a doubleheader out here this weekend. Last night, the Arca Menards Series West ran the Pacific 112. William Sawalich was celebrating in victory lane at race's end. Brandon Jones was in that race. He finished in second. So it was another good run for that 17-year-old. And we salute William Sawalich yesterday, just putting on a clinic. Once he got around Brandon Jones a lap 25, he never looked back. And it was all him out here yesterday. Now, in front and center of us, the NASCAR Xfinity Series, Pacific Office Automation 147. Dan, we mentioned it's the second road course race of the year. First of two in a row. They're off to Sonoma next weekend for another challenge.
That's all right. Our colleagues at PRN will handle that. Those broadcast duties. It's interesting. I believe this is the first time they've had back-to-back road course races in a couple of years, going right in the very next week to Sonoma. And, Mike, this puts a little bit of pressure on the teams in that they have to get these cars cleaned up, ready to go. They're going to be going to Sonoma early. I believe they're traveling as early as Tuesday. Is that correct?
Some of them are actually going to be leaving here immediately and then heading down to Sonoma. About 80% of this field will stay on the West Coast, go down to Sonoma, and they're going to open up the garages early for them to work on their cars. Of course, front and center of that conversation is A.J. Allmendinger. He is running the Sonoma car today.
Correct.
Because he wadded up the primary in qualifying earlier, so Colic Racing may be having to readjust a portion of its fleet to accommodate AJ, and depending on what else happens in this 75 lapper we're about to get going with.
All right, some of the storylines we'll be covering for you here today. Could we have a sixth different Xfinity Series regular win here today and qualify for the playoffs? Could AJ Allmendinger or Cole Custer pick up their win? We're going to find out over the course of the next 75 laps. And here to call the start of the Portland Office Pacific Office Automated 147 is Mike Bagley.
Green flag is in the air. We're at it already. Sam Mayer away with the lead. Shane Van Gisbergen right behind him. They're downshifting all the way to first gear. Hanging a hard right. They stack up. Oh, and around goes Mayer. Mayer is spinning. Herbst will go to the lead. Allmendinger right now trying to make his way from the back with Allgaier and Van Gisbergen knotted up for second and four.
Riley Herbst is able to get away in turn four for the first time by about five car lengths from Justin Allgaier now in second. Shane Van Gisbergen in third ahead of Cole Custer. Top four, top five cars now single file. In that fifth spot is Sheldon Creed as they make the left-hander through turn number six for the first time, and now the right-hander of turn number seven, Josh Bolicki, further back, looking to gain ground and move into the top five for the first time. He is working over Parker Kligerman as they hit the back straightaway.
All that traffic now scrambles down the long straightaway for the first time. Riley Herbst out in front by five car lengths, leading Justin Allgaier, Shane Van Gisbergen, and Cole Custer to turn 10.
Herbst leads. Allgaier now getting his mirrors filled by Shane Van Gisbergen, who really attacks the curve as in turn 10 and pulls right up to the rear bumper of the Branch Chevrolet of Justin Allgaier as Riley Herbst off of turn number 12 for the first time.
Field makes their way off the right-hand turn 12 and onto the front straightaway. It is Riley Herbst showing the way by about a car length and a half over Justin Allgaier. Allgaier's mirrors, however, are filled with SVG. Shane Van Gisbergen is right on the bumper. Here they come. Van Gisbergen tries to get it, stick it in there, cannot do it, but Riley Herbst is still your leader as they execute the left-hand turn two and burst out of turn three.
But what was five car lengths last time by on lap number one has been shortened up by a couple of car lengths by Justin Allgaier, who's beginning to close in that second spot, as is Shane Van Gisbergen in fourth as they make their way out of turn five into the left-hander of turn number six. Gisbergen all over the back bumper of Allgaier for the runner-up spot. He, in turn, trying to keep that position from Cole Custer, who is right there in position number four, and still Sheldon Creed within striking distance in fifth.
Everyone all fuddling out of the left and right turns through turns six and seven. Now to the back straightaway, Riley Herbst still the leader. Justin Allgaier, though, he's got to check his mirror because he's got Shane Van Gisbergen all over him.
SVG really closes it down as they go through turn 10 and turn 11 through the right-hander now, and he is on the back bumper of Justin Allgaier, starting to take a peek to the right-hander of turn number 12, but Allgaier gets to the gas first, and he puts a little bit of distance between himself and SVG.
So if you're a Sam Mayer fan, your driver led us to the green flag, but he didn't stay there that long. He started first, but by the time he exited turn number one, the car was spinning. He has fallen all the way back to the 26th position. And Dan, that looked like some close quarters racing again. Turn one, two, and three, or one, two, and three. Very complex set of corners. turn one, 90-degree right-hander, immediately into a switchback, two-thirds the other way, that's turn two, and then into three, that broad right-hander that leads you down a short straightaway to turn four. It was turn one that was the challenge for Sam Mayer.
As it always has been here, turn one and turn two are the chaotic corners at Portland International Raceway, and I think it was just one of those racing incidents. You're going to have versions of from both drivers, but it was Sam Mayer who kind of cut across SVG, and SVG kind of hooked him in the quarter panel. It was just one of those unfortunate handles. Things that happened, but Sam Mayer has rejoined and is starting to move up through the field. Let's pick up the leaders on the course.
Riley Herbst continues to lead Justin Allgaier by five car lengths. He's put a little bit of breathing room between himself and Shane Van Gisbergen, who now is starting to look backwards at Cole Custer, who takes a peek to the inside, the right-hand turn number 12. Riley Herbst leads by seven car lengths now onto the front straightaway.
Got some drivers on the move here in the early going. Brandon Jones is on the march. Remember, he started at the back of the pack. He's gained four spots. So is A.J. Allmendinger. Sage Karam, Jesse Love, Kyle Weatherman also on the move as well. Here's a challenge for the third position. Shane Van Gisbergen under fire from Cole Custer. Sheldon Creed right there as well, as they will stack it up coming out of turn number three and headed to the short straightaway.
A good three-way battle from third on back, led by Shane Van Gisbergen, who's beginning to lose ground to Justin Allgaier in second, who is two car lengths behind race leader Riley Herbst. Battle for third is the best among the leaders. Van Gisbergen leads that battle for position through the left-hander of turn six by a car length over Cole Custer. Car of Sheldon Creed right there in position five, and you can add Parker Klugerman into that race as well as he's closing in.
Pick up that battle for third as they exit out of turn number eight and work their way down the long straightaway. Shane Van Gisbergen in his black and blue Chevy leading Cole Custer, Sheldon Creed, Parker Klugerman, and Josh Balicki now starting to get closer to this mix.
And Creed is the driver really turning up the heat on Cole Custer for that fourth position. Last time by, Kyle Weatherman had an off in turn number 12 and gave back many of the positions that he had been scrapping for in the early laps here.
Single file formation off of turn 12. It is still Riley Herbst showing away by about a half second over Justin Allgaier. Allgaier trying to close that gap under braking for turn one. Shane Van Gisbergen guards that third position from Cole Custer with Sheldon Creed rounding out our top five. Again, those top five cars get through turns one, two, and three very cleanly indeed.
Shane Van Gisbergen has his hands full right now in the third spot. Cole Custer is there waiting to make a pass. Sheldon Creed is there in the fifth spot. Parker Klugerman now others closing in, including Josh Balicki in the seventh position. Very tight running from third on back. And at the same time, Van Gisbergen in third through the left-hander of turn six, closing back in on Justin Allgaier in second, who is still just one car length behind the race leader, Riley Herbst.
All of those cars still single file, pretty evenly spaced apart, but fairly bunched up as they hit the straightaway. Riley Herbst, two car lengths advantage over Justin Allgaier. Then it's another three back to Shane Van Gisbergen. Cole Custer looking low in nine.
Allgaier starting to pull away from SVG now into turn 10 and turn 11. It's hard on the brakes. Taking a look at Riley Herbst for the race lead. Takes a wider entry into turn number 12, trying to square up that corner. But Riley Herbst has him covered for now off of turn 12.
Here they come back to the main straightaway. They will complete five laps, and Riley Herbst is the man out in front with Justin Allgaier, Shane Van Gisbergen, Cole Custer, and Sheldon Creed in hot pursuit.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
By Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois is coming back to Chicago. A 4th of July weekend festival with the Black Keys and the Chainsmokers on Saturday and Lauren Elena and Keith Urban on Sunday. Plus, NASCAR's brightest stars lighting up the streets.
NASCAR is racing in the streets of Chicago.
The Chicago Street Race Weekend, July 6th and 7th. For tickets and experiences, visit NASCARChicago.com.
No changes in the top five while we were away. Riley Herbst continues to lead, and Justin Allgaier is keeping him at arm's length, some half second in arrears. From Portland International Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Back at Portland International Raceway, we continue under the green flag. Riley Herbst had about a half-second lead. That's gone as Justin Allgaier and others have caught him. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
The NASCAR Xfinity Series racing in Portland, Oregon today. Motor Racing Network on hand with live coverage of the Pacific Office Automation 147. So glad you're spending your Saturday afternoon with us here on the Motor Racing Network. Mike Bagley here alongside Dan Hubbard, Kyle Rickey, Tim